Motti, President.
Was that right? Okay, Tkiyah Sreifa, the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, the Mitzah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkahs we have, Sreifa, Sukkahs we have, Arminu Masukkah, Pesach we have Matzah, the Mitzah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyah Sreifa. Now Tkiyah Sreifa can be extremely complicated, exactly how to blow and what to blow, but before we get to the actual blowings, a few points which sometimes people are unaware of, and they could be ma'akav, l'moshal. The first point that's important to know is that you must hear the whole, I can't say tekiah because it's saying by Shavar Matro, which whatever he's blowing, you've got to hear the whole thing. That means if he blows a long tekiah and he's ready, he's gone on for longer than he needs to, so you tell the guy, you could stop, it's long enough. You can't talk, you can't do anything, you can't say anything. You've got to hear the whole tekiah blast from the beginning till the end, and both ends are ma'akav. And if you come in and have already started blowing the first tekiah, you have missed that tekiah. And so to the last one is going on, tekiah gedola. It's already been 20 minutes, he's still blowing his tekiah gedola. He said, do you know what, I'm going home. You walk out, you hear, miss the end of that last tekiah gedola. Again, it's a problem. You've got to hear that every tekiah in its entirety, from the beginning to the end, and with kavon as well. If you start spacing out, you look at the clock, okay, the guy's blowing on and blowing on. You're not concentrating on the tekiah again, you can't. You've got to hear every tekiah in the entirety, the whole tekiah mitzchil v'atzuf. Second important halacha, which could be ma'akav as well, is that you must know what they're blowing. Now, Shavarim Shura is pretty simple, because you can hear what he's blowing, but the main problem is tekiah. We know every set has a tekiah, the end tekiah, the beginning. There's tekiah, Shavarim tekiah, and again, tekiah, Shavarim tekiah. So, when he's finished the first set, tekiah, Shavarim tekiah, he does another tekiah for the next set. So you've got to know which tekiah he's blowing. Is it tekiah shvarim tekiah? Or he's ready on the next set, he's on the first tekiah before the next shvarim. Right? You get it? Set of three, tekiah shvarim tekiah, and next set, tekiah shvarim tekiah. Which tekiah is it? The last one of the last set, or the first one of the next set? You must be aware of where he's holding. There is an eta, some say you have das, whatever das he has, the guy is blowing, my das is whatever his das is. But lachatchila, you should know what he's blowing and which tekiah is, so you follow through. It gets complicated if they blow one and mess up. And they redo it, you gotta know, is it redoing the last one, or is he finished the last set and now he's doing the next set? It gets a little bit tricky, but you should know exactly where he's holding. You've got to have kavana, Mrs. Shukin Kavana, you've got to have kavana, Mrs. Daraisa, first day. Second day, you can't have kavana for Mrs. Daraisa. We mentioned before, if you do have kavana for Mrs. Daraisa, even Bal Tosef, because there's no Mrs. Daraisa for sure for second day. If you have a mitzvah, you have kavana doing Mr. Rabbanon for second day. But first day, Mrs. Daraisa, you must have kavana, Mrs. Shukin Kavana, you gotta know what you're doing. Regarding blowing extra tekiahs, if you want to get other shittas in, you want to blow many shittas, you want to try and chap around all different shittas, you can blow as much as you like to chap all the different shittas. But after that, you can't blow stam. The only exception is kids. Kids can blow all day, children under bar mitzvah, no problem. Normally, whatever you can't do, they can't do. To blow a shayf on Shabbos is also for you, also for them. Rosh Hashanah, for you to blow for no reason, is also for you. Mother for children, they're allowed to blow shayfa all day. You got kids at home, give them a shayfa. Don't let them bring the shayfa to shul. Start blowing and you run into many shilas. If you hear a shofar blast, it's not meant, you're not meant to hear, you run into big shilas, don't bring it to shul. But kids are allowed to blow all day, no problem. Women are not mechuyev in shofar, they've been mekabelit like a chiyev, and women do hear, but there's no chiyev for women to hear. And if women want to come to shul, no problem. If they're going to make a noise, the kids are going to make a noise, better don't come to shul, disturb other people. Because if one person misses out on one tekiah, one shofar sound because of you, better stay home, don't come to shul. If you miss the brachas are never ma'akav. Every mitzvah you can do without a bracha. So you do the brachas, either you skip the brachas or do the brachas yourself. Imagine a woman comes to hear shofa. She comes right at the end of davening, the last 30 shofa sounds, the last 30 she comes to that, no problem. She could come to shul, stand outside, make a bracha herself. She can make a bracha, make a shechionu, both days, and she could hear the shofa at the end. You don't have to have the bracha on the first kiss. You can make a bracha on any of them. So if you come at the end, guy wakes up late, comes just at the end of Musaf. Okay, it can happen. So you make the brachas then, yourself. Everybody made ages ago, you make now. Okay. Sorry?
How many tekiahs does she have to make
brachas? That's a good shayla. She should hear. Well, 9 is going to be the minimum. We'll get in a minute to exactly how many tekiahs you work out. She should, at least 9 is always the minimum, but really 30. So if it's less than 30, Maybe get away without a bracha. If she said a bracha on 9, still okay. Finally, the last halacha before we get to the actual kishkas of shofar is there's 100 blasts we all know throughout the musaf, and you're not meant to talk between them because the shofar, the bracha is going on all of them right through to the end. You're not meant to talk. You're not even meant to learn. Machshava is okay. You could think you're looking at saving the brahm, but you shouldn't learn. But prepare. Ashiyot, you could say, tell him you could say. So, but davening tefillah by kashrus. But to learn, you shouldn't learn prepare, and you shouldn't talk. As we said last year, there's a mitzvah. There's an inyan, rather I should say. There's an inyan to hear 100 shofar blasts. There's no chiv. Whereas Me'er Brochas is a chiv every single day. Hashanah gets tricky. So if you're makbid on your 100 shofar blasts, which I'm sure you are, don't forget about Me'er Brochas, which is a proper chiv. Okay, that's introduction to shofar. Now you get to the real amounts and timing of shofar. How does it work? And it can get a little bit complicated. Chazal tell us, it says in the Torah, 3 times Yom Shrua. So we learn Shrua is 3. There's 3 Shruas. We learn out from there, it's a set of 3. And there's a lot of 3s here. Number one is a set of 3. For every shofar blast, Mashal Shvarim, is a set of 3. Of a tekiah, a shvarim, a tekiah. Of a tekiah, a true tekiah. Everything's done in a set of 3. Not only that, we do each set 3 times. Every tekiah, shvarim, true, or tekiah, true tekiah, you do 3 times as well. Which brings up to 9, or if you do shvarim, true together, you do tekiah, shvarim, true tekiah. So again, as well, you do that 3 times, so it's always going to be 3. And each 3, you're going to do 3 times. Now, why do we blow Shvarim Trua and Shvarim Trua? We do a Shvarim in Tashat, we do Tarat, which is Trua, and we do Tashra, which is Shvarim Trua together. So the Gemara says, the Chazal Masupak, what's called a Trua? A Trua means to blow a Shofar. What's called blowing a Shofar? Maybe it's Shvarim, maybe it's Trua, maybe it's both together. So that's what we do, all 3. Shvarim, Trua, and a Shvarim Trua as well. So that's how you have your build-up of all 3 sets of different kolos. Now, whenever you take a breath in tekiah shofar, it breaks up the cheshbon. L'mashal, you blow a tekiah, and then you blow a shvarim. Between the tekiah and shvarim, you need a breath. Not again, the Edom says the Baal Tekiah, you must remember, you take a breath. If you don't take a breath, you're running into problems, because it could be that it's like one straight coil with a little bit of a gap. A breath probably breaks it up. So you do a tekiah, breath, shvarim, breath, tekiah. Now, this will be enough in a minute when we get to Shvarim Truas. But it's broken up with a breath before and after each coil, and that's what breaks it down. Now, the big question, which brings the whole Tekiah Shofar into the whole complex, I don't know what to call it, complication there is the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Shvarim is 3 long. 3, what's it called? 3, we don't know what 3 is. So, you have a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. It's really a Rav Yoh, called a Tosfos. Why? What does this mean, 3? What's 3? Now, we already know that the shofar is measured in koichas. How long is a koich? A koich is the shortest possible shofar blast you can do. And if you take a shofar, blow the shortest you can do, that's called one koich. They work it out, different cheshbonos, how you work out exactly. But let's call it 0.2 of a second. You do 5 shots in a second. So 0.2, a fifth of a second, that's a koyach. So Rashi learns that the Mishnah said, that a shvarim is 3. Yeah, there's a shvarim, everyone knows, is 3 noises. You do 2, 2, 2, 3 noises. Rashi says it's 3. Each one is 1 koyach. That means each one is the shortest possible blast you can blow. Let's call it 0.2 of a second, fifth of a second. That's just Rashi. So you do 0.2, 0.2, 0.2, 3 blasts. Each one's the minimum you can blow. That's a shvarim. Shiz Rashi. Tosfos says, no, each one of the shvarim, each sheva is 3. So now, if we said the koyach is 0.2 seconds times 3, not rocket science, 0.6. So Tosfos is going to hold a sheva is 0.6, 0.6, 0.6. Very simple. That's the most basic machlokes in a shvarim. How long a shvarim is? Rashi will learn 0.2, short as possible. We're going to get there, hold on. And Tosfos holds 0.6. Fine, beautiful. Now this way gets complicated. A tekiah must be as long as the whole middle section together. That means the middle section, according to Rashi, is 0.2, but it's 3 times. So a tekiah must be at least 0.6. Right? Tosfos says a shvarim is 0.6, so a tekiah must be 3 times 0.6, so there's 3 shvarims, 3 blasts. Do, do, do. So if they're 0.2 each, a tekiah must be 0.6. To be longer than the whole shvarim. And if it's 0.6 each, then a tekiah must be about 1.5 seconds to be as long as the whole middle section. The problem begins as like, if you do any of your shevet, you got three shevarim, right? Shevet is three noses. Each one's a shevet. If you do any one of these shevarim too long, it could turn into a tekiah. So according to Rashi, what's a tekiah? Three shevets, we said 0.2, altogether is 0.6. So you've got up to 0.6 to play with. That means if you do a shevet 0.6, it's a tekiah, you're out. Tekiah. And according to Tosafot, you have a little bit longer to play with because you've got 0.6 times 3. Okay, I don't know if anyone's still holding with. This is the beginning, it's much more complicated. So again, you've got Rashi holds 0.2, together equals 0.6. So a tekiah is 0.6. You blow a shevet of 0.6. You do, and the last one is do. Kondarashi, you've hit a tekiah. You're out. You haven't done a shvarim. You've done half a shvarim with a tekiah. And a kondarashi, you got a little bit more to play with. Okay. Then you come to. Oh, so then you have some shuls. Some people have the minig to do tutu. You ever heard tutu or tu utu? Different noises. What's going on? When did this come? How did it come out? We do tutus. Very simple. We want to do Rashi and Tosis together. We want to get both shittas in. But you can't. Because if you do a sheva of less than 0.6, you do like Rashi 0.2 or 3 or 4 up to 6, then according to Tosis, you haven't done a sheva. So Tosis holds each sheva is 0.6. So till you've done a noise of 0.6, according to Tosis, you've done nothing. According to Rashi, if you go over 0.6, it's a tekiah. So what are you going to do? How can you chap around both shittas together? So they came up with this great idea. We'll do tu-utu. What's tu-utu game? Because we want to do shittas toises of 0.6 seconds each shevet. Beautiful. To do tu-utu, it takes more than one koich. Three koich. Tu-utu. It's three koiches. It's 0.6. And according to toises, beautiful, you've got your shevet, 0.6. According to Rashi, that at 0.6 is ready at tekiah. It's very simple. Many of Shonim explain that a tekiah is a straight sound. Tekiah is do straight. Whereas a shevet isn't necessarily straight. So the fact that I'm doing a different sort of tune, I'm doing du-utu, it can't be a tekiah. A filu is longer than 0.6. It's too long for a shvarim. But Yatzal Rashi, sorry, it's not a tekiah. Elamaya must be a shvarim. Meaning we're not using the length to define as a shvarim. Using the sound, the sort of sound you're doing to define as a shvarim. So Rashi says the shvarim has got to be very small. So Rashi, that's only because you don't want it to be a tekiah. But you know it's not a tekiah because a tekiah is straight. This isn't straight. The mele must be a shvarim. So if you do tu-utu, it's long enough for Tosfos, and you chap darein Rashi as well. Because even if it's too long, according to Rashi, the Rashi will have to agree to you, so it's a shvarim. It ain't a tekiah, so what is it? It must be a shvarim. The mele you'll chap both shittas together with this tu-utu. So, now, there's two reasons why, there's two arguments against this. Number one is, a tekiah is not always straight. If you do a tekiah, a lot of times people blow. It changes note. It changes in the middle. If it changes in the middle, you're showing that you don't get to do a tekiah which is up and down. If you don't get to do a tekiah up and down, this is not dafka shvarim. It's a tekiah. As much as your tekiah goes wild, when this sheva goes up and down, that's not a sheva. It could be a tekiah. As 2 seconds ago, you did a tekiah which was all up and down. So if you blow your tekiah dead straight, like you should do anyway, it's a hiddle, it's getting exactly dead straight. So you could tie in that anything that's not straight is a shvarim. But if you're doing your tekiahs up and down, how can you tie it up and down as a shvarim? Your tekiah sounded just as bad. That's one problem. The second problem is, it's a new idea, it hasn't been around that long. And anything new is questionable. Why didn't they do this earlier? So some people shouldn't tackle it, it's got to be wavy and people are for that reason. But the fact that so many people are doing it today, it wasn't always like this. They say it came from the Briskers or a little bit earlier. See, the Chaznish did it, but it didn't go back too early. So if it didn't go back too early, you could be running into trouble because who said this is a shvarim? So if you're going to do only tutus, it could be you haven't done a shvarim. So those are two reasons, two arguments against why if you do this tutus, you may have kept the Rashi and Tosafot together, but you may not have blown a shvarim. So the only way to make everyone happy is to blow Rashi, Tosafot, and a tutu. Then you get all three shittas and everyone's happy. Now most shuls they don't do, not most shuls, I think all shuls they don't do Rashi, they just do Tosafot. A lot of people do at home Rashi themselves. Again, for Rashi you're going to have to do tiny shvarims, almost like a trua, very very short. So a lot of people do that at home, but they don't do it in shul. And some shuls do tutus, some do straight shvarims like Tosafot, and some do both, some tutus, some straight. Okay, now it gets a little bit more complicated in Tashrat. Tashrat, we know, you do shvarim, trua, together, you do tekiah, a shvarim trua, and a tekiah. Now, firstly, you have to decide what shvarim you're doing. You're Rashi, you're Tosafot, you're tutus. Number two is, you Oh, very good. The Ramah points out, really comes earlier, the Ramah says it clearly, that Shvarim is got to be slightly longer than a Truah. He says there's got to be a difference between the two. And so even though he says that Shvarim is the smallest possible breath, but a Truah is even smaller, if you can imagine such a thing. That's why a Truah, people who blow Shofar, what they do, for a Truah you blow the coil, and you put your tongue in and out to block the coil. Because it's even smaller than one Koyach. It's so small, a shvarim is one free blow. You take a shofar blow, the shortest possible blow. A truah, you do less than that. You put your tongue in to cut that one koyach into three. So you do, which is smaller than the koyach. It's so small, it's even less than a shofar. But a shvarim is going to be slightly longer than a truah, even as the shortest possible blast. So then it comes to tashrat. Now in tashrat, as machalikas rishenim, do you do a shvarim? Is shvarim truah one coil? That means, Chazal said, it could be a shvarim truah together. That's what you better do. Shvarim or truah. Some rishonim say no. You're meant to do a shvarim and a truah, but not as one. How does that work? We said earlier, whenever you breathe, it breaks it up. Some rishonim, you don't breathe. A shvarim truah is one curled together. It's do to do, and then you do the truah to do even shorter as one without breathing between the shvarim and the truah. Some rishonim say no. It's a shvarim and a truah separately. So a shvarim, a breath, and a truah. That's why if you listen to the Baal Makri, says Shvarim Trua, or he says Shvarim Trua. He's telling the Baal Tekeh that either it's one Shvarim Trua without a breath, or Shvarim Trua with a breath. So here you have a Machlokes, Rishonim, do you take a breath between the Shvarim and the Trua or not? Now, there's a Machlokes, what is called a breath? How does it work? And there's a Machlokes in the Machlokes. So you have a triple Machlokes here. So if you want to get all the shitters in, you'll spend the whole Rosh Hashanah trying to do it. Some people do that. It's great. Lots of fun. If you have a board Rosh Hashanah afternoon, you can get all the shitters in. So the first machlokes is, you do a breath, you don't do a breath, very simple, do or don't. Now a breath's got to be the shortest possible breath you can do. See, I'm only to even hear it, the guy's blowing Shvarim Truah, you think, hey, that was one. Really took a tiny, tiny, tiny breath, did Shvarim, tiny breath, the Truah. So the Mishvur learns that's a regular breath, you take a tiny breath. And the Mishvur learns to do in one shot is you do it together, but not mamish together, you leave a small hefsek. So if you listen, you hear Shvarim, hear the Shvarim end, and then you hear Truah begin with a tiny, tiny gap between. That's just the Mishabra. The Chaznish is Choylech. Chaznish says, no, a breath doesn't mean a breath. A breath means like a breath, a tiny gap. Meaning that, the Mishabra says, is called not doing with a breath. It's called one Neshima, you leave a tiny gap. Chaznish says, no, that's called a breath. A breath means a tiny gap. So what's called no breath, according to Chaznish? It means even smaller gap. So we've got a small gap, and we've got an even smaller gap. And that Chaznish has got to be such a small gap, you can't even tell it. There are those that have a different opinion within the Chaznish. Machlokes between the Talmidim, Chaim Kineski, Shiva Levi, and Listen Kralitz. And they say it's even less than a smaller gap, which is smaller than a smaller gap. So that's called Merim Yitzchsheva, which means you might as well go from one end to the other. It's Kamat, impossible to notice at all that there's a break between the Shvarim and Truah. That means the last sound of the Shvarim is linked together with the first sound of the Truah, and it's mamish together. So here gets a little bit tricky. Some people do like the Chaznish, some people don't. Some shuls do like the Chaznish after davening. So you've got here four options at least to do. You've got a breath, called the Mishabro. You've got a tiny gap, called the Mishabro, which is no breath. You've got even smaller gap than that, according to the Chaznish, it's called no gap. And you've got the Talmidim of the Chaznish, which means even smaller than a smaller gap. And that is mamish, kamat, the Shvarim and Truah is hugging together. And that's how you get then mamash was one. Now, this is just the beginning of Tekiah Shofar. It gets much more complicated than this. There's other shittas out there. There's the Truah, the famous Truah that the Yekas do and the Tamanim do, which is like a whale. You woo woo woo, like a whale. And some people do that as well. And if you want to do all the different variables, again, you've got two Neshimas, one Neshima, you can do a Shavarim of Rashi, Toysas, and you can do the Tutus, and then you can do with the three Mechalikas of one Neshima, two Neshimas, and the Mechalikas and the Chazanish. So you can go with many, many variables, and some people take a do it all day, and it's forget Hidu Mitzvah to get all the different Shittas in. But Be'ikah, we pass in whatever you hear in Shul, you Yoitza, so Be'ikah, then whatever you hear, you're okay. But at least with this, hopefully, when you do go to Shul Rosh Hashanah and hear the Tekiahs, you'll know a little bit what's going on. Okay.